Always on Target on The Face Radio with your host, Maude Marty. On Target, where I spin Northern Soul, Mod Beat, Rare Groove, and Forgotten Gems, all on vinyl, all at 45 RPM. I'm your host, Maude Marty.
Wow, if you guys were in Winnipeg last night at the Red River City Soul Club, what a night. This thing is growing every month, and if you haven't come down, please do, because it's such a blast. The first Friday of every month at the ANAF Legion on River, which is Club 60. Man, no cover, drinks are cheap, and once the music gets the crowd going, holy cow, the energy in there is fantastic. I really hope you can make it next month. It'll be May 3rd. You gotta come down and check this out. We all have such a blast. So weather's changing, scooters coming out, things are looking up. One tiny piece of unfortunate news that I have to share is that the Internationalist Club, which I've been doing with Tim Spurrier and Matt Ward from England and Australia, is going on hiatus. We've done 7 episodes, and if you haven't heard them, go to thefaceradio.com and check them out. There are conversations about the history of Maude, the different facets of Maude. We start off with how Maude began, we go through the swinging 60s, we go into Maude Revival. The latest episode is all about Paul Weller and the Jam Style Council, Paul Weller's solo stuff. And it's all from the point of view of a Canadian, a Brit, and an Aussie. Well, actually, he's a Brit who now lives in Australia, but the whole concept was to be an international Maude roundtable. Tim Spurrier is stepping back for a bit, and as a result, we're shelving the show because we just can't do it without him. So check out the episodes that are out there and just share the love, share it around, and keep your ears open. I hope it'll come back in some form or another. Okay, to this week's show. I started off with Gino, who is Gino Amodio, but he only goes by Gino, from New York, Brooklyn to be exact. He was part of Gino and Louis Reyes and Gino and the Dells. This track is called Hand Clap in Time. It was his last 45, and that came out in 1964 on the Golden Crest label. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Lal Folsom, an Indigenous American blues guitarist, singer, and songwriter from the Choctaw Nation in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He started recording in 1946, and he kept recording until the 1990s. He's best known for songs like 3 O'Clock Blues, Reconsider Baby, and Tramp, which is made famous by Otis Redding and Carl Thomas. He's often thought of as an African American, but I think it's important to note that he is an Indigenous American and that he represents the Choctaw Nation. The track's called What the Heck, came out in 1968 on the Kent label. Before that, the Offbeats, their version of Have Love Will Travel. Now, really, the Offbeats are Arthur Lee May, best known as Lee May, Major League Baseballer, who recorded as Lee May, did a lot of stuff as a solo artist, but I guess did this one cut calling himself and his band the Offbeats, because the flip side is an instrumental, but this is a really great version of Have Love Will Travel. Lee May played baseball from 1959 to 1971. He was in the Milwaukee Braves, the Houston Astros, the Cleveland Indians, Washington Senators, Chicago White Sox. I mean, this guy was a real deal pro baseball player and an incredible rhythm and blues singer. When living in LA, he fronted Arthur Lee May and the Crowns in the 1950s, and they were a very popular doo-wop group. So that came out on the Guidon label in 1964. And kicking everything off there was King Floyd, Let Me See You Do That Thing, from 1971 on the Atco label.
I'm so happy to be here today. And for all of you that are searching for the answer to your problem in life, if you're ready right now, we're gonna solve it. And this is all you got to do.
Keep looking. set your sights higher.
Look up high.
Look up to the blue.
Look up, look up.
Try and find the finest. Whatever you do.
Do what you do.
Look towards heaven.
Look up, look up.
And never look down.
Don't look down.
Nothing worth seeing. Down here on this ground.
Down on the ground.
Just keep moving up higher.
Up higher.
Higher.
Up higher.
Higher.
Up higher.
Higher. Set your sights higher. And shoot for the moon.
Shoot for the moon.
Sometime your way.
Time your way.
May seem dark and dreary.
So dark. So dark.
But just keep on striving. See your way clear.
See your way clear.
Just keep moving up higher.
Up higher.
Higher.
Up higher.
Higher.
Up higher.
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 Set your sights higher. And shoot for the moon.
Shoot for the moon.
Let this year,
no, no, no,
be like last year.
Look up, look up.
Try and let it find you up there in the stratosphere.
Stratosphere.
Just keep moving up higher.
Up higher.
Higher.
Up higher.
Higher.
Up higher.
Higher. Set your sights higher and shoot for the moon.
Shoot for the
set your sights
shoot,
higher, baby.
Shoot,
and shoot for the moon.
Shoot for the moon.
Just keep
shoot,
moving on
shoot,
up higher, woman.
Shoot,
and
shoot
for the moon.
ZZ Hill, Set Your Sights Higher on the Kent label from 1968. Before that, the Supremes, Going Down for the Third Time. That's the flip side of Reflections, which came out on the Motown label in 1967. I played it for you on the Canadian Tamla Motown label and started that stack off with Solomon Burke, Keep Looking on the Atlantic label, which had been covered quite a few times, but it was written by Solomon Burke and two of his brothers. His brothers, as I've mentioned before, made up the band The Showstoppers. This came out in 1966 on the Atlantic label.
heart of the continent, the center of the country, and the middle of nowhere. This is On Target, on the Face Radio. The soul of Brooklyn.
Right, last week I told you that I found a bunch of great beat stuff at Old Gold Vintage Vinyl. Somebody had brought in to Brent there, and I had to go through and found some pretty wonderful stuff. Starting off with the Green Beats there, I played You Must Be the One, which is written by Jagger and Richards, but I don't believe the Rolling Stones recorded this, so it's possible that they wrote this song for the Green Beats. Lennon and McCartney did that quite often in the 60s, especially for Peter and Gordon and Cilla Black and others, but the Green Beats do a top-notch mod beat version of this. 1964 on the Pi label, after that the Applejacks. Last week I played the flip side of this called Baby Jane. This track is called Tell Me When, came out on the Decca label, 1964. And lastly, Twist and Shout. A pretty solid version of this track, and in actual fact, this version came out a year before the Beatles version, just after the Isley Brothers version. I've told the story of this song many times before on the show. It was written by Burt Burns and Phil Medley for the Atlantic label at the time when Burt Burns was working there. Originally recorded by the Top Notes in 1961, produced by Phil Spector, but the production really bothered Burt Burns, and he basically took the song, took himself, left Atlantic, remained very good friends with Jerry Wexler though, and re-recorded it in the way that he wanted with the Isley Brothers, which was a pretty big hit for them, and it worked out quite well. That was the version, obviously, that Brian Poole and the gang heard, loved, wanted to record, didn't go anywhere, and then, of course, the next year, the Beatles blew up with it, because anything they touched was gold, but it was what they did to it that made it theirs, to the point where people think that it's a Beatles song. John Lennon purposely destroyed his voice on the day of recording, screaming at the top of his lungs, recording an entire album's worth of music beforehand, smoking and drinking milk to get the raspiest voice he could possibly get. And the Beatles version only took one take, but it completely knocked John Lennon out for like a week afterwards. So that's the Twist and Shout story. But this version, I think, is strong, solid. Brian Poole and the Tremolos, 1963, on the Decca label.
Since the day you walked into my life, you took do is just try me.
This is The Face Radio,
and you are listening to
On Target.
It's what's in the grooves that count.
Visit ontargetpodcast.ca, the official On Target website, for all episodes and links to your favorite listening apps, including Apple Podcasts, Google, SoundCloud, Amazon Music, and Player FM. We are also available for download at iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Gaana, RoomPlay, and Deezer. Listen, comment, download, share, and feel free to send me an email directly at mod.marty@yahoo.com. Jimmy Soul Clark, I played the flip side of this 3 weeks ago in episode 462, a track called Come On and Be My Sweet Darling, which is a huge Northern Soul floor filler, but I actually think this track is equally as strong. It's not as Northern, but it's definitely a strong track called Stop That Girl, written and produced by Richard Popcorn Wiley. came out on the Soulhawk label in 1967. Before that, Ruth Brown. By this point, she had been recording for almost 20 years. Her first hit was in 1950, a track called Teardrops from My Eyes. This track is Northern Soul, to be sure. Try Me and Seize, the name of the track, came out on the Sky label, and started that stack off with Candy and the Kisses, Chains of Love on Decca from 1968.
Bird together, and we're gonna stick together, yeah.
That was the Velvelettes on the VIP label, which is a subsidiary of Motown. The track's called Needle in a Haystack, came out in 1964. Before that, Prince and Princess. No, not that Prince. This Prince is Harold Thomas, who went by Prince Harold. I cannot find any information on who Princess is, so if you know that, please let me know. I finally have a Face Radio email address, so if you email me at ontarget@thefaceradio.com, if you have information about who Princess is in Prince and Princess, I'd love to hear it. The track I played is called Stick Together, came out on the Bell label in 1966, and I started that stack off with Bunny Shavel. Top 20 is the name of the track. Came out on the Capitol label in 1966.
Jump away from me. Jump in there.
are listening to On Target Dance Party Radio in England
on modradiouk.net.
Oh, well, your mama don't mind, and your papa don't mind. If we have another dance, oh yeah, just one more.
Started off there with the Carnaby, a mod band from London, only put out the 145. Track's called Jump and Dance, came out on the Piccadilly label in 1965. Followed that with the Shindogs. This is the studio band from the show Shindig. They only put out a couple of 45s, and I played the flip side of this last week. This track's called Yes, I'm Going Home, came out on the Viva label in 1966. And then Early Hollies, doing a cover of Maurice Williams' Stay on the Parlophone label from 1963. In the early days, they were a lot more beat, a lot more hard-edge, grittier. I like their early stuff before they started to lean towards their Crosby, Stills, and Nash sound. I guess pre-Bus Stop, when they became more poppy. So this version of Stay, I think, is strong and a solid beat cover. I'm going to leave you off now with a track by Johnny Nash, who is well known for his soul and reggae. He's from Texas, and a lot of people think he's actually Jamaican, but he's from Texas. And the track I'm going to play you is a little unusual because it kind of leans towards the lounge or like Rat Pack sound. The track's called And the Angels Sing, came out on ABC Paramount in 1959. So it's early days for him, but it's a really wonderful song. Stick around, give it a listen, and enjoy. This has been On Target with yours truly, Maude Marty. Join me every Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and every Tuesday at 9 a.m. on The Face Radio. And please visit thefaceradio.com and donate to get a free gift and help to keep the station on the air. Until next time, keep the faith.
We meet and the angels sing. The angels sing the sweetest song I ever heard. You speak and the angels sing. Or am I breathing music into every word? Suddenly the setting is strange. I can see water and moonlight beaming. Silver waves that break on shore. When suddenly I see it all change. Long winter nights with the candles gleaming through. longing in my heart. Suddenly the setting is strange. I can see water and moonlight gleaming, silver waves that break on some undiscovered shore. It's just a gentle murmur at the start. Ooh, we kiss and the angels sing and leave their music ringing in.